This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. We've been hearing about troubles in the housing market for months now. Subprime mortgage lenders failing, housing prices sinking in places, home foreclosures up. And just this week, the country's largest builder of luxury homes, Toll Brothers, said that profits for its most recent quarter fell nearly 85%.
Wow. What is going on? Is the housing market tanking? Have we all just spent beyond our means, lured in by all those crazy low interest rates? Well, here with some answers and a lot more is Frangela, our comic translators of current events. They are Frances Collier and Angela Shelton. Welcome, ladies, to the show.
Hello. Thank you.
Okay, well, let's start with your personal stories. Do you rent or own?
Oh, we rent.
We rent like sad sharecroppers.
Really, really. Owning a home is a dream deferred. Mm. The American dream is dead for us.
Mm. We just try to avert our eyes when we drive by housing.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever want to get into the market? Ever
try to buy a house? Absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, we have dreams every night. You know, we have dreams about having a home. And I call Angela the next morning and I say, girl, guess what I dreamed about? My house.
Oh, yeah. And I was in the backyard yelling at the kids next door for throwing their toys over it.
We were cooking burgers and Franks on the grill. Mm-hmm.
Yelling at my neighbor.
Fence.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. English garden in the front, Japanese meditation garden in the back.
So did you ever consider a subprime mortgage?
No. And I will tell you why.
My mom always told me, if you want to buy something, you need to have the money. Either you're going to cry now or cry later. And crying later is always worse.
Mm. And I was, you know, I don't know if you remember, a few years ago, like, every other commercial was one of these, you know, subprime lending mortgage companies.
Mm-hmm.
And now you see, like, one every couple days.
Yeah.
But there was a period of time where that was on 24/7.
Right, and now you have commercials from attorneys or others saying they'll help you with your foreclosure.
Yes,
and your bankruptcy.
Or buy a foreclosed house. And I'm like, that's so sad.
Yeah.
Well, you're from Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us what's going on there.
Detroit's problem is it's an empty city. So you can get a house there, a huge house, for some ridiculous low amount of money, like 20 grand. The problem is there are no city services, and you can't ever sell it for the amount of money that you've put into it.
Mm.
So I know tons of people, including my own family members, who are stuck with property that real estate agents laugh at them. And so one of the phenomenons that I've seen in the city is that people on both sides, you have the bad kind of street ghetto loan to get the house that takes advantage of people's naivete and not understanding how those rates can change.
Yes.
And then you have the people who take advantage of it.
Right.
Like a friend of mine's neighbor one day came over and was like, this is our plan. What we're going to do is we refinance the house. We're going to buy two new cars with it, go on a vacation, and then we're just going to move in with our mom and let the house get foreclosed on.
And just forget it, never pay back.
Exactly, because their credit's already bad. That's why they got a subprime
loan.
So they don't care if they have a foreclosure. They shouldn't have gotten the loan in the first place.
But this is the thing. They just made it worse for all the rest of
us.
Well, okay, here's the question then, because, you know, a lot of people are blaming these predatory lenders who are saying that they preyed on people and offered them something that they didn't know that they were getting themselves into. Or do you blame people who said, you know what, I want to kind of get what I really can't afford?
Well, you know, I think it's 50-50. You know, I think that it's just like those credit cards that you get offered when you're in college, right? And you have that friend who then, you may have gotten one credit card, but you have that friend who signed up for all 18 that came in the mail.
No job.
And with no job. And then all of a sudden, they're like, I owe $60,000.
Well, you know, when I had the creditors, when I did that, one of my creditors said, you know, it's really irresponsible of you not to pay this debt. And I was like, whoa, 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 hold up. Who's irresponsible? The person who gave an 18-year-old who was in school with no job a $5,000 limit credit card, or the person who spent the money? You know, what I don't understand about the subprime situation is why it's so unregulated. I mean, people don't go to banks anymore for loans because they can't qualify for them.
Right. Well, you know, there was a time when, you know, you had to put on your Sunday best.
You got the family, the kids all dressed up.
Everybody shined up and looking good. And you walked into the bank and you said, you know, we have a dream. We've saved our money. We have a down payment. But, you know, now it's quick, fast, and easy.
Yeah. Online.
Yes.
Takes you 2 minutes to get a mortgage that you really shouldn't get.
They don't ask you how much money you make.
They don't need your name. They don't need your name.
Yeah. Just tell us the area, general area you live in.
We just go to UN, drop some money, pick it up, get your house.
So maybe we should all just stop fixating on houses. Why are we so obsessed with them, about buying them, fixing them up, renovating, reselling, refi, la, la, la? Why don't we just think about something else?
It is our American lore. It is our dream. We've been taught that since we were itty-bitty people.
Since you were a baby.
Since
we watched Little House on the Prairie.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Everybody gets a little house, even Laura Ingalls Wilder.
Yes. Everybody.
Except for you.
Except for us. Avert your eyes.
Don't even look at it.
You will never have it.
Don't even dream it.
Thank you both. That's Frances Collier and Angela Shelton. They are the comic duo Frangela.
Thank you.
Thanks.